never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political. We're broadcasting live right here from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York to around the world. Thank you guys so much for joining me here this afternoon. What an absolute shit show of a weekend it has been right here in my home state of New York. If you guys are tuning in or watching this replay as and when that goes up from anywhere around the world or the country, you may or may not know the absolute chaos, an absolute disastrous of a situation that we are in right now with our children and our education system. Cuomo, late Friday afternoon, sends out an email saying the masks can finally come off the kids. I was over the moon. I felt like we were finally getting somewhere. It was totally out of the blue, so I was shocked to say the least. Nevertheless, I thought it was the best thing that could have ever happened to us in a very long time here, especially in our deep, deep blue liberal state of New York. But it was a little win for us while it lasted, because apparently the teachers' unions in New York got a hold of this, lost their absolute shit, went mental on Governor Cuomo, and late yesterday afternoon, he reversed the decision. So you have all of these parents So excited that their kids can finally take off the masks, all weekend waiting for superintendents to send out letters to all the different school districts, which they started doing. They started sending out letters saying, yep, you're good to go. It's now optional. We know that 90-degree weather is coming this next week. The kids can now go optional with the masks. Governor Cuomo then reverses the entire decision. So parents in New York State are furious, all thanks to the teachers' unions. But are you surprised? I've been telling you guys this for the last year. Everybody's been screaming at the parents, everybody are the teachers. People have been screaming at the superintendents. People have been screaming at the Board of Education members. And I'm like, guys, it's none of that. It's the teachers' unions. How do I know this? Because I've been following what they're doing in Los Angeles, California. I've seen the disaster that they've caused everybody over in California. I've seen what happened in Chicago with Mayor Littlefoot. And eventually it happened in New York. So we didn't need a crystal ball to know that the teachers' unions was going to be the death of our education system here in New York State. They own Biden. Biden owes them for their votes. They're the largest supporter of the Biden campaign. So it just makes sense that the teachers' unions told Cuomo, don't you freaking dare. Biden probably made a call to Cuomo saying, don't you dare do it because we owe them. The CDC, no one cares about the CDC, although they're all blaming it on the CDC. But let's be honest. Let's think about this for a second. No one gives a shit about the CDC. The red states don't care about the CDC. They've told the CDC to take a hike a long time ago. The only reason that we care about the CDC here in New York State, again, is because the unions own Biden. This has to do with the teachers' unions. But it's not only in public schools, and we're going to talk about this on our show today. They are now infiltrating the private sector, which is why prep schools in New York City are losing their damn minds. I mean, Jesus Christ, for the amount of money these people pay to have their kids go to prep school in New York, you'd think that the indoctrination camp would steer clear of the private sector. But it's not. It's not. It's finally come to a private school near you. So no longer are your children safe in private schools. Critical race theory, the masks, the democratic, liberal, far left, progressive indoctrination, it's all coming to your school, whether you're in private or public. We'll talk about what the parents are doing to stand up against this tyranny in the private sector over New York City. We'll also talk about Democratic sheriffs are now giving up on the party altogether. They're saying, screw this. We've had enough of you slamming us. We've had enough of you shaming us. We're done. We're changing our party. So Democratic sheriffs all across the country are jumping ship, joining the Republican Party. And we are also going to discuss the fact that Black, Hispanic, and Asian voters are now turning to the GOP. The Democrats have never been more worried about losing one of their biggest bases, the Black, Hispanic, and Asian voters, than they are right now. They are scared to death of losing that base, and for great reasons. I mean, let's be honest. Look what happened with Black Lives Matter. As soon as Kamala and Biden got voted in, they left Black Lives Matter, the Black community, high and dry. They totally bailed on them. They haven't done anything to help the Black communities. So no wonder they're giving the Democratic Party a big F you. So let's get into our show today and start it over in New York City. So frustrated, very, very frustrated, private school parents are fighting back on Monday today in the 90-degree weather. 90-degree weather, and they're making our kids wear these goddamn masks in 90-degree weather. I've been getting emails from parents all over the state. Sadly, today, a couple children have even gone to the hospital by ambulance, which I just posted on my personal feed before the show. It's disgusting. We're reaching out to lawyers right now to see how we can personally hold the teachers and the staff liable, personally liable. Enough, people. We have had enough of the nonsense. Enough of passing the buck, enough of playing the blame game. It's time to now sue anybody who puts our children in harm's way. But New York City has another fight that they're also fighting. And they're fighting the fact that they are furious and frustrated that private schools are actually allowing the indoctrination camp into their schools as well. They thought they were safe. A lot of these people have left public schools. They said, the hell with it. We are done. We're going private. Well, they're no longer safe in these private schools. So frustrated private school parents are fighting back on Monday with a series of billboards designed to call out the woke ideas they say teachers are using as part of an indoctrination of students. And we all know the critical race theory concept, which is getting slammed in red states. I mean, destroyed in Republican states. We know they're trying to uphold it here in New York State and across many Democratic states throughout the country, although everybody is furious and pissed off about it. So in New York City, they're actually taking out billboards, which I think is great. Billboards outside liberal New York City prep schools calling out the woke lesson plans. Diversity, not indoctrination. That's what the billboards are saying, which I think it's great. Teach how to think, not what to think. So we have had it. We have had it in New York State. We are furious. We are pissed off beyond belief. And it's no wonder that teachers everywhere, private sector, public sector, all across the board, are raising hell now on the teachers' unions and on the school districts. So we'll dive a little bit deeper into this article here. We'll take a look at it. But to make a long story short, according to the New York Post, trucks will be parked outside of multiple schools where bystanders will see signs like diversity, not indoctrination. The messages will read, teach how to think, not what to think. And woke school, speak out. So these parents are, they're furious. They're just, you know, these private schools aren't cheap. They're expensive. I mean, some of these parents are paying like 10, 20 grand a year, maybe even more to have their kids go to these prep schools. So they've done it because they're furious with what's going on in the public sector. But you can't run. Nowhere safe right now. Absolutely nowhere safe. So in recent years, a new orthodoxy has emerged at our schools, dividing our communities based on immutable characteristics such as race, ethnicity, gender, and sexual orientation, their website reads. So you've got all this stuff that these teachers want to now keep talking about in the classroom, which the parents want nothing to do with. Okay, they want nothing to do with it. As a result, the core tenets of high quality education uniting all children and families through a love and appreciation for learning and community spirit have gone by the wayside. Schools should unite us, not divide us, which is what they're doing right now. There's never been a bigger divide amongst the schools than there is right now. The schools are absolutely divided, and it's all because the woke mob and the teachers' unions are not letting the parents have a say as far as any matter whatsoever. So it's no surprise that the schools are completely divided. To save our schools, administrators must ensure academic rigor and intellectual integrity are requirements of any core curriculum while respecting parents as the primary moral educators of their children. So they're sending out campaigns right now. For those of you guys who are just joining me in New York City, they have campaigns going right now. Billboards outside liberal New York City prep schools calling out the woke lesson plans, with the main theme being diversity, not indoctrination. So parents are pissed. New York State parents, I mean, we're losing our mind between keeping the kids masked up, critical race theory being rammed down our throats, the fact that now private schools aren't even safe. I don't know how much more of this the parents are going to be able to take. I mean, I did a live on this a few weeks ago and said, when the hell do we get to go BLM on the teachers' unions? When do we get to take a chapter of the BLM playbook and start using it against the New York teachers' unions? Because that's exactly what happened. Let's not forget what Maxine Waters said before BLM went apeshit on the country. She told everybody to get up in their faces. When do we get to get up in anybody's face? What's it going to take here? So parents are pissed. They're leaving comments, and I love a lot of these comments. Gene says, I hope more and more parents take action across our nation against that preposterous idea the left is trying to push upon our youth. Children should be encouraged to think for themselves. And I want to talk on that just a second here. Parents, what happened to critical thinking? What happened to us teaching our kids how to be patriots, how to think, and how to fight for their rights, which is what a lot of parents right now in New York State aren't doing? You know, we know the teachers' unions in the school districts have been using our children as pawns, especially for the whole mask thing this last year. And a lot of parents are bending over to it. And every time I suggest, hey, listen, send your kids into school maskless. Play these districts at their own game. Beat them at their own game. Send them in maskless. And people are like, oh, well, we can't use our children at pawns. We, you know, the scars that they're going to endure. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? The scars? What have the teachers been saying to us the entire time, this entire freaking year? Kids will get over it. They're resilient. Okay, fine. So we need to tell our kids that too. Get over it. You're going in without a mask. I don't care. We're going to play it. We're going to beat them at their own game. But a lot of parents aren't doing that. They're not willing to go up. They're not willing to fight. And that's why we're in this position to begin with. So I do hope that more parents take action across our nation against the preposterous idea the left is trying to push upon our youth. And our children should be encouraged to think for themselves. We need to do this for our kids. We need to encourage our kids to think for themselves so that when they find themselves in these positions at a later stage in their life, they're not going to be cowards like most of the people here in New York State. Sorry, but if you're not fighting, then you're a coward. And we need to get out there and we need to fight harder. So a lot of people are pissed off about the fact that prep schools are not standing up to the woke mob's indoctrination. Mike says, I love how conservatives say you can run your own business how you want. This is a private school, a business, not public schools. If you don't like what is taught, then take your kid out and go elsewhere. Where, Mike? Where the hell are we supposed to take our kids now? Public schools was supposed to be the school that we just had to bend over and take it. Private schools is where we were supposed to be able to send our kids to run from the public school indoctrination. I mean, Mike, what a dumb comment. Where the hell are we supposed to run to? I mean, if there has never been a better time to start an America First private school, now is that time. If you guys haven't checked out the Tuttle Twins, check them out. I love the Tuttle Twins. They're great. They're all about an America First agenda. They slam communism. They slam socialism. They're very much all about what it means to be a patriot growing up in the United States, and that we need to get back to that America First agenda. And it's all children's books. It's phenomenal. Tuttle Twins. Check them out. But Mike's here telling us, well, if you don't like it, take your business elsewhere. I don't know where else we're going to take it. But private schools used to be a safe haven for us to put our children, to steer clear of the democratic tyranny here in New York State. No longer it is. It's very, very concerning. David says, if there really are concerned parents behind the billboard, wouldn't they be better changing their kids' school instead of trying to change the curriculum of the school they are paying for their kids to attend? Oh, yeah, they are anonymous backers of the signs because none of their kids actually go to the schools. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. And again, I don't know where else to go, people. I don't know where else to send our children to run from the tyranny of the deep blue states. Shannon says, I agree. Teach children how to think. What happened to critical thinking, by the way? I thought, you know, I grew up, and I had a conversation with this with somebody the other day. I grew up being told how important it was to critically think. Now, all of a sudden, we don't want our kids thinking for themselves. We don't even want the adults thinking for themselves. Thank God half of us have a spine to actually think and go up against this BS. But if you'll notice, the Democrats have been very good about training the sheep to not think for themselves. And I'm thinking, wait a second, where the hell was all, where's all that talk of Americans are supposed to be taught to think for themselves, to critically think, to challenge the status quo, to go up against the norm, because change is good, change is better. What happened to all that? What happened to fighting for our rights, for our freedoms? So our schools don't want kids growing up thinking like that anymore, and Democrats definitely don't want their voters thinking like that anymore. So we were supposed to be teaching our kids to critically think, and we've lost that now. Sharon's right. I agree. Teach children how to think. Teach them to do the research. Look for the facts. Be cautious of social media and how the news is presented. Truth is so important. Teach your children to love their neighbors. Understand the world, not condemn. Be cautious and always walk away from the bad. Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do, and it doesn't seem to be working because even the private schools have gotten in the way. I'm seeing tons of comments come in here right now. My own feed, Sarah Elizabeth said, if the parents can't get the teachers to stand up to the union, this will never end. Absolutely right. And look, the union has now got a stranglehold on both the private schools and the public sector. And they're probably trying to brainwash the private schools so that the public sector will just basically have nowhere to run. They have no leg to stand on. Because, see, we can't take, if we all took our kids out of public school, well, those schools would lose a serious amount of funding. So I have a feeling the unions have got to the private schools. I have a feeling our statewide governments, in blue states at least, have poisoned the private schools and threatened them and say, listen, go along with this agenda or else. Because what they don't want is a mass exodus from public school to private. Otherwise, public schools will crumble and they won't get their funding. So I wouldn't put it past our corrupt and very tyrannical government to put pressure on the private sector just so we have nowhere to hide. Mary says, you have to understand the school staff will hand the child a mask and the parents won't be there. You got to refuse. You got to tell your kids, do not accept a mask. And you got to tell these parents ahead of time, if you offer my kid a mask, I'm telling you right now, you are not to offer my kid a mask. If you do it, I will file charges against you for child abuse. I will. That's what you got to say. You got to be threatening people. You got to play them at their own game. I know it's not the teacher's fault. I know it's not the school district's fault. It's the union's fault. But I don't know where to fight the unions because they don't freaking exist. We can't get a hold of the unions. They're the ones hiding behind closed doors. So you got to tell your kids, you're not, when you get to school, take off the damn mask. When they offer you a new one, say no, refuse. If hundreds of kids did that, this thing would be over tomorrow. It'd be over tomorrow. They wouldn't have a leg to stand on. We need to get tougher. We need to fight harder. Like Maxine Waters said, we need to get up in their face. Very simple. And then it all goes away. The teachers' unions are crumbling. They are crumbling. And I'll tell you why. I've seen tons of posts today. Teachers' unions are now forcing teachers to not go into school if the parents refuse to send their kids in with a mask. That, to me, finally tells me we're getting somewhere, because it is illegal for teachers to go on strike in New York State. It is illegal. They cannot go on strike. If they go on strike, it is an illegal strike in New York State, and they could lose their jobs over it. So I feel like finally we're getting somewhere. If we keep pushing, if we keep fighting, if we storm the gates and freak them out, they're going to start thinking irrationally, impulsively. These people don't know how to fight. Are you freaking kidding me? They only know how to fight behind a textbook. They don't know shit about the real world. They don't know anything about a revolt. So all we have to do is dial up the pressure a bit, and they will crumble. They will crack. I'm telling you right now, these unions will fall to their knees. Eileen is absolutely right. When teachers are silent, that means that they agree with what's going on. And you're right, Eileen. Absolutely right. And I'm sick of hearing teachers say, well, it's not the teacher's fault, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it is. Your silence means you oppose us. Because if you really wanted what's best for these kids, you'd be fighting with us the entire time. And that goes for teachers regarding all matters. Critical race theory, the masks, the potential jab in the fall, every one of them. And not just here in New York State, but all Democratic states. Oregon's having issues. California, Michigan. A lot of our neighbors across the country are having very similar issues. 30 states have taken the mask off. That means there's 20 states to go that are still dealing with a shit ton of problems in their hometowns. That's a lot of states. This fight is far from over, and we need to continue that fight. And Mary, you're also right. It's the teachers' fault, too. They are just as brainwashed. They make demands on the unions, and they like to make their members happy. So that's it. I posted earlier today, the war is now with the teachers' unions. The war is with the unions and the Department of Education. So we know what we need to do. If you guys are a little bit behind or lost or want to get in on the New York State drama, if you can stomach it, check out my feed. I've been posting tons and tons of stuff. I'm going to show you something now that disturbs me greatly. This just happened this afternoon in Lancaster. This happened in Lancaster, New York. Ambulance rushing people to the hospital. Kids are being transported to the hospital due to breathing issues and heat exhaustion while wearing masks in Lancaster, New York. We're reaching out to attorneys to see if we can start holding teachers and admin personally liable for all inquiries and or death. Enough. So this was sent in to me today just before the show by a mother in Lancaster, New York, who took a picture of the ambulance actually taking children away to the hospital because they can't breathe with the goddamn mask on in 90-degree weather. And I knew this was going to happen. I said, what is it going to take? What the hell is it going to take? A kid passing out or worse, dying, for us to finally wake up and think, oh, shit, maybe we shouldn't have put the mask on them. So it's happening. It's finally happening. And here's the most disgusting part about it. This is insane. You guys are going to lose your minds because I lost my shit when I read this. I'm going to pull up what I posted here. Now, here's the actual post from this mother. Okay, let me pull this up for you. Try to get it better. This one mother wrote, I am furious. I am furious. I just had to pick up my daughter, who is a severe asthmatic. They were on a third floor classroom, no fans, no air conditioning, of course. The teacher was unmasked because she said she was 6 feet apart. So the teachers are unmasked. This is freaking insane. I would have knocked that goddamn teacher square out on her fucking back. And And I don't mean to get like this on my show, but seriously, if I found out my kid went to the hospital because of the mask when the teacher was maskless, I would have lost my mind. They would have needed two ambulances, one for the teacher. So the teacher's not wearing a mask because she said she was 6 feet apart. My daughter felt so sick to her stomach, she couldn't breathe, full panic attack, and almost passed out. She texted me to come get her. I immediately called the superintendent. He, of course, was in meetings, always meetings. His secretary tells me to call the school principal. I call there, and the secretary tells me to talk to the nurse. Big circle jerk here, people. Big circle jerk. Buck passing at its finest. The nurse was very sweet and said, yes, this is crazy, and these masks need to end. I am livid, to say the least. I'm speaking to their doctor about a medical exemption for at least two of mine that have asthma, but feel that it is so unfair for the other kids dying in heat in masks. I'm so mad. Why can teachers take masks off and have drinks, but our kids can't? Here's the worst part about it. Update. I can't make this up. I am now on my way to the hospital with child number two, my second child with asthma that was playing football outside with a mask on, is now on his way to the hospital. What is it going to take, people? What is it going to take to get the masks off these kids? So that's what's going on right now here in New York State. Kids are being transported to the hospital in Lancaster, New York, due to heat exhaustion and breathing issues because they're being made to wear their masks in 90 degree weather. So it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. It's not only the parents in New York State are getting pissed off. It's also sheriffs down in Virginia. They're leaving the Democratic Party. They're pissed. I mean, why any sheriff is a Democrat at this point is beyond me. I mean, Democrats hate police. They want to abolish the police. They want to get rid of the police. They want to defund the police. Well, this sheriff's pissed. He's had enough. He's had enough. Sheriff Chip Schuller of Virginia's Smith County has become the third elected law enforcement official to call it quits with the Democrat Party in just the last year due to a relentless attack on law enforcement by Democrats in Richmond and Washington. So this guy's like, dude, I'm done. Sheriff Chip Schuller, he's left the Democrat Party because he just can't believe the amount of shaming on it. And we're going to see this all the time. We're going to see it more and more. And I'm surprised that these officers have even made it this long, have even stood, have even got through this much of the BS. I mean, their lives are in danger to begin with. Then they don't have the Democratic Party supporting them. So I don't know what it's going to take. So this Virginia is ditching the Democratic Party over defunding the police. And he's had enough. So Sheriff Chip Schuller, you know, and he's right. He says here, my deputies work hard to serve and protect the citizens of Smith County. As a sheriff, it has been difficult to watch my deputies try to move forward during this unprecedented assault on our profession. We remain an honorable profession and should not be judged by the bad acts of a few. I have always been a conservative throughout my law enforcement career of 38 years. 38 years. Republican Party Chairman Adam Tolbert wrote, I congratulate Sheriff Schuller on taking this bold move to leave the Democratic Party and join the Republican Party. We are thrilled to have him as a member of the Republican Party in Smith County. So sheriffs are jumping ship. It's happening all over the place. Besides Schuller, sheriffs John McClellan of Buchanan County and Brian Hyatt of Tazewell County both decided to step away from their party as well in 2020. So there seems to be a trend here, and it's happening all over. It's happening all over. I remember in the beginning of the year, the Las Vegas mayor, he had enough. He said, I'm joining the Republican Party. And I think we're going to see a lot more law enforcement sheriffs, including politicians, say, I'm done. I'm done with this. I mean, how can you support a party that would rather put our children's lives in danger for votes? All for votes. This whole thing is about votes. This is how disgusting the Democrats are. This is what we're dealing with right now. That they would rather our kids potentially die because that's what's going on. They would rather them potentially die for vote than do the right thing. This is absolute crimes against humanity. Absolutely, 100% crimes against humanity. Because what Fauci has done, what the teachers' unions have done, what the Democrats have done, they would rather our children suffer and be played than do the right thing for the American people. So it's no wonder that the sheriffs and politicians are jumping ship, and rightly so. Who else is jumping ship? Well, surprise, surprise, the Black, Asian, and Hispanic community are also jumping ship. They've had enough of the Democratic BS as well. A 2020 autopsy points to Democrats' worries of losing Black, Hispanic, and Asian voters to the GOP. Are you surprised after what happened to Black Lives Matter? I mean, these guys are pissed right now. The Black community has never felt more used and abused in their lives than after what's just happened. I mean, Biden and Kamala get sworn in. We haven't heard two words from them. Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, nobody. Nobody has been advocating for the Black community. They only used Black Lives Matter to win the election. That's it. So an autopsy's been done, a 2020 autopsy, has now pointed to the fact that the Democrats are very worried about losing the Black, Hispanic, and Asian votes to the GOP. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that because of the fact that everybody's just waking up to the Democratic nonsense and the fact that they use people. They just use their voters. I mean, they're a disgusting party. And I feel like a lot of Democrats are starting to wake up to this. I feel like a lot of them are saying, you know what? This isn't right. This doesn't feel right. Why do I feel like a chess piece? Why do I feel like a pawn in a political game? So they're finally waking up to it. Let's take a look at the article and dive a little bit deeper here. So the Democrats are worried about the Black, Hispanic, and Asian voters losing to the GOP. So an extensive analysis of what went right and wrong for Democrats in the 2020 elections warns that the party could see support drop with the Black, Hispanic, and Asian American voters in future contests unless Democrats do a more effective job countering Republican attacks. While Democrats won the White House and narrowly captured the Senate majority in the 2020 cycle in the Battle of the House, the GOP defied expectations and took a big bite out of the Democrats' majority in the House. And Republicans currently only need a net gain of 5 seats. That's all we need, people. We only need a net gain of 5 seats in the 2022 midterm to regain control of the chamber. I am almost positive that's exactly what we picked up this last election. I'm pretty sure, and we'll have to go back and check, that we picked up 5 seats during the 2020 primaries. So we picked up 5 seats in 2020, even though the Democrats were furious with President Trump, furious with the Republicans, furious after the furious just about everything that happened throughout the coronavirus pandemic. And we still gained 5 seats, All we need to take the House majority in 2022 is 5 seats. So after the Black community, the Hispanic, the Asian community feel extremely used and abused by the Democratic Party, I have a feeling we may pick that up by a landslide. So a 73-page autopsy of the 2020 contests compiled by 3 pro-Democratic groups, the Third Way, a centrist think tank, the Collective PAC, which supports Black candidates, and the Latino Victory Fund, which promotes Hispanic candidates, spotlights that many House and some Senate Democrats underperformed at the ballot box because they failed to match now President Biden's support with voters of color who despised then President Trump, but who also had reservations about the Democratic Party. So the 2020 election was a mixed bag of Democrats. While thrilled with the Biden win and the new Senate majority, expected victories in many contested races, failed to materialize, and the party lost significant ground in the House. So I'm really hoping that these minority communities, whether Black, Hispanic, or Asian, I hope they now see the Democrats for who they really are, and that it's all phony promises, fake commitments, all in the name of votes. And I almost feel bad for the Black community because of how they've been left high and dry after the George Floyd conviction or the case with Derek Chauvin. You know, we haven't heard from them since. And now you have Patrice Cullors, who co-founder of Black Lives Matter, stepped down. She stepped down. She's nowhere to be seen. So it's just kind of been one gut punch after the other to the Black community. And I think they're finally starting to catch on that the Democrats do this every single 4 years, all for votes. But after that, you don't hear from them again until another 4 years when they're trying to get their vote again. Well, I hope they don't forget the fact that out of $90 million raised, that they haven't seen a single penny of it. Well, Patrice Cullors, she's got her $5.5 million property portfolio, while these Black communities that were literally burned to the ground haven't seen any of it. Not a damn penny. Republicans, I'll be the first to admit, we haven't done much either, and I'd like to see us do more for the Black community, but we weren't the ones who lied to them and raised $90 million and then didn't do a goddamn thing with it after we won their vote. So the Democrats, they have a reason to be very worried, very worried. And I think moving forward, we'll see a landslide sweep in the 2022 primaries for the House. I think we'll see us pick up those five seats because we'll get a lot more of the Black, Hispanic, and Black vote. Let's take a look at what the American people have to say. Let's see what the American people have to say about this 2020 autopsy audit that worries the Democrats, that is worrying the Democrats and has them shaking in their boots leading up to the 2022 primaries. Let's take a look at that. So Rick says they were upset that Trump won in 2016 and argued it wasn't fair, and to dismantle Electoral College, doubled down on efforts to impeach and defrain him, got many minorities to vote early, and of course keep up pressure claiming racism when all their policies and propaganda are dividing the country worse than when Obama was in office. Absolutely. While the Dems are saying they must do away with voter ID because the people of color are too stupid to get one, with that thinking, why would you want to vote for them? That's true. Why would any Black person want to vote for a Democrat when the Democrats are claiming they're too stupid to vote because they can't figure out how to get an ID? I mean, if that's not the most insulting thing I've ever heard in my life, I don't know what is. Thomas said, voting suppression is not the issue we Americans are upset about. We only want to promote fair and legal voting, a.k.a. elegant voting suppression, ensuring election integrity. Bullying is the ploy of the one party that is truly trying to suppress the voting rights of half of America. I think he's referring to the Republicans and us just wanting Democrats to show ID. That's it. That's all we want to do. Show ID. It's not the end of the world. It's really not the end of the world for you to go to an ID. And for Democrats to suggest that you don't know how to is very insulting. Jim says, hello, why else do you think they open the borders? Because they are so corrupt with power. Because they are so corrupt with power, they would rather see the country destroyed than to lose power. Even though our democracy is not designed to and would never allow that to happen, it's called the Constitution. Yes, as a Democrat voter, I will never vote Democrat again. Yes, as a Democrat voter, I will never vote Democrat again, or at least for any of the Democrats of today. My African-American friends and Hispanics agree. So this is an African-American here saying as a Democrat, he will never vote again. His Hispanic and Black friends agree they will never vote Democrat again. My African-American friends and Hispanic agree today's Democratic Party stirred the pot for too long. So Democrats, I I hope you're scared. And you absolutely 100% should be petrified as we get ready to head into 2022 primaries, because you have destroyed this country in just 6 months. I mean, look at all the damage you've done in just 6 months. You've destroyed our schools. You've destroyed our economy. You've destroyed our children's lives. You've let the Democratic blue states run tyrannical all over this country. And all for what? All for because you wanted control and power? Well, I think the American people have said enough, and they've seen right through your BS. So if I were you guys, I would be terrified and petrified and worried that you might not win another election again for a very long time. Thank you guys so much for joining me here today at You Made It Political. We go live every single day at 3 o'clock. Got a little bit of a late start today, but every day at 3 o'clock, Facebook, YouTube, and a whole bunch of other podcast platforms. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.